Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice with tips and hints on how to speak more effectively, whether at work, home or play. I look forward to you listening to this podcast, and please hit the link, click subscribe, give me your thoughts and comments, let me know what help you need and how I can make the podcast better. I'm here for you to speak more effectively. Okay, so ladies, I have an exciting, interesting guest for you this week. Now, you may know hers, you may not, but after this podcast, you will definitely know who this is. Now, I want to introduce to you a lady called Chase Hunter. Now, you may say, Leanne, who is Chase Hunter? I'm glad you asked. So Chase is the lead branding and marketing strategist at The Winning Brand. Like, what other brand would you want to be than The Winning Brand? Okay, a little bit more. She's also an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and an activist for startups and entrepreneurs too. She created a brand that helps entrepreneurs who want to enhance their business by turning it into media content. You know, so people can like, subscribe, share, follow, etc. Now, Chase has been in the entrepreneurial game for over 20 years, and she loves connecting small business owners with the right tools and resources to help them level up in business. Now, who don't want that, you know? And she does this through various platforms, like speaking, podcasting. You've got to check out The Winning Brand podcast, which I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit more later, and The Winning News too. And also, let me just add a little more. Chase Hunter has been recognized by her peers. Like, if you're recognized by your peers, you're doing a good thing, yeah, throughout the community. And she has been given awards such as Leaders in Motion Award, Multifaceted Reach Award, and the Entrepreneurs Slay Award too. And her goal, it's not just to make money. I mean, we all want to make money, but that's not her goal. Her goal is to continue to build strong, successful businesses on a global level. Ladies, I introduce to you today, Chase Hunter. Chase, welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast.
Thank you so much. What an awesome intro. Thank you.
You're welcome. And how are you today, Chase?
I'm amazing. Thanks so much for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Like, yeah, definitely. It's been an interesting few months learning about myself, life, business, everything all at once. It's been interesting. I'm grateful for the opportunity to see every single day, but yeah, I just breathe and keep going.
Yeah, right. It's definitely been different.
Definitely. I've never been in a situation like this. I'm not complaining. I'm just learning. All I'm going to do is be here and learn, definitely.
You're right. It's definitely a daily learning process.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting. And I'm learning so much stuff about myself. And I'm like, oh, do I think like that? Is that how I'm thinking? Do I even feel like this, etc.? And so and obviously during this time, I've been able to spend a bit more time on building up like my brand. And I've seen other people as well. So I've had a little bit more time of looking online, listening to my podcasts, checking out more YouTubes and stuff like that. So I know that this is like your forte and stuff, like being a brand expert and stuff. So I was thinking, like, one of the questions I think my listeners might want to hear is like, what message should a woman in business, or if they've got a side hustle situation, because I know sometimes you may be transferring into that situation, etc. So what message should a woman in business or a side hustle situation be saying for a brand strategy on social media right now and preparing for this kind of inverted commas new normal?
Sure, that's a great question. So right now, I think the messaging should be very simple and very clear. Right now is the perfect time to let people know that, hey, this is what I have, this is what I do, and these are the exact results that I can produce for your business. I think that's so key and so essential right now. Right now is the best time to take that time to introduce yourself, right? And to say, hey, world, here I am. Here are my products. Here are my services. And this is who I am. Because think about it like a revolving door. You have people coming in and out every day. So they may not know exactly what it is that you do or really understand your products or services and how they can directly help them. So right now, taking this time and breaking down those elements and getting very crystal clear on your message that who you serve, the results that you can produce, and why they should be coming to you. Why are you the expert? If you focus on those things and you make sure that's on your website and your social media, then you have a better chance of really getting in front of the right audience at the right time.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really key. Definitely, like, what are you saying? Like, it sounds so easy. Keep it simple. Keep it clear. Introduce yourself like you would in a normal conversation with someone you don't know. It just seems that sometimes these are things that we may do in the real world or face to face. But it still sounds like it's the same principles that exist even online on the social media platforms and stuff. And I love that you talked about this revolving door, like every single second the feed changes. And I love the advice that you suggest. You just be very crystal clear on who do I serve, the results that I can do, and why am I the expert? Because everybody's on there saying that I'm the guru of this. I can give you 6-pack abs in that and all of these stuff. And it's like, who do you listen to? But I like that you said that the message needs to go across all platforms, like the web, all the Instagrams, the Twitters, all of the different social platforms. So what you say in one place is repeated. Maybe the format looks a bit different, but it's the same message. And that just really makes it reinforce who you are, what you do, and why they should come to you. I really like that, definitely, rather than kind of having random pictures up on your Instagram page because your cat's so cute or something and you're there to be like a CV writer or something.
Definitely. Exactly. And, you know, I think sometimes we want people to really think that we're so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, no one really cares about any degrees that you have, right? Mm-hmm. They want to know that you can take them from point A to B, spending the less and using the least brain cells possible. Yeah. They want to know, how quick can I get there? I don't want to have to search for it. I don't need it to be complicated, but how can I get this done quickly and efficiently and start making money in my business? So the more, you know, the keep it simple that's been around forever, we need to keep that in mind and never overcomplicate things.
Yeah, definitely. That's really, really key advice. And it sounds so straightforward when you say it, but I myself as well, I can kind of go on. One of my favorites is Instagram, and I'll see like, oh, I like the way she does her pictures. Oh, I like the way, you know, and I'm like, that looks so good. And then I'll try and like mimic it. It doesn't always work so well for me and stuff. And I definitely see that I've just got to be loyal to and just keep it simple, loyal to my own message. And keep it simple for the people who want to hear my message and stuff, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then thinking of like obviously there's so many different platforms you can use. Some of my favorites are like, obviously, Instagram, YouTube, and different podcast platforms as well. And I was thinking like, how and what should be presented to get people to start paying more attention to their brand through like video marketing? Because, you know, like on Instagram, it can sometimes feel a bit confusing. Okay, you've got the stories, because I myself weren't even using stories that effectively till maybe last year, because I just thought I didn't know what to do with it and stuff. And then my mind was only kind of in tune to say like, oh, I should just put videos on YouTube, and very kind of block minded and stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you think is like a good way that how people can really effectively present their brand through like video marketing? Why is it so important?
I absolutely love video marketing. It's been like a number one success for me. So because every platform is so different, you literally have to create a different type of platform and content for each platform. Mm-hmm. So let's take Instagram stories, for instance. Mm-hmm. People kind of want to see, if they're looking at your stories, they want to see the behind the scenes. They want to see the everyday life. Mm-hmm. They're not looking for this glamour. They're not looking for you to be made up. They're not looking for you to, you know, be all glammed up. Mm-hmm. And they really want to see the behind the scenes. What time do you wake up every day, right? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that you do? Do you have a top three, or do you have an intention list that you do that you can share? People, that's the chance to take people in real time and bring them into your world, right? Because they want to absorb that quickly, but they also need to know that you're human. So that stories is a way to connect that bridge with them, to allow them to see that you're human and that they're connecting the brand with the humanity, right? So on the timeline in stories, that's when you're like, hey, you're posting twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, because you don't want to seem spammy, right? And you want to stop the scroll. You want to have content that's going to stop the scroll. And stopping the scroll is having, this is where you're going to put your beautiful content and your pictures and your video that states the number one problem. So if you have a client that's stuck, you know, I always, you know, start mine, do you have problems getting seen in front of your audience? Do you have problems verbalizing what you want to say? Do you have issues putting together and creating content, right? So when you stop the scroll, people are going to pay attention to what you have to say because they're going to be like, oh my God, yes, that's me. I do have that problem. I am afraid of creating content. I am, because most people don't create video content because there's usually a few issues. Either they don't have the equipment, they don't know what content to put out, or they don't have camera confidence, and they don't know how to market it. So those four things are pretty much the where someone falls and why they don't produce video content and video marketing on a regular basis. But once you have all of those components together and you take it step by step, it's easier to create content. But creating content for your audience and meeting them where they are, this is where you really have to listen to what they say. I'm not a big poll type person. I'm a big researcher. My research comes from Amazon and Google and YouTube. I'm seeing what people are searching for in regards to what they need. You know, if you read, let's say everyone reads the reviews, right, on Yelp and Google and Amazon before you buy. So I usually take the middle tier, the third star. What are people saying? Because right in the middle, that's where you're going to get the honest responses, right? They're unbiased. They're not going to be the five star, yay, this was perfect, or the one star, oh my God, this is trash. But right in the middle is where you can see the honesty, right? And what people are needing and what's missing so that you can fill that void through your video marketing. And you can tie that back in and say, oh my God, okay, my customer needs this because they're saying that this book or something went lacking or this product went lacking. So let me fill this void. And then you start to build your content on those inconsistencies of your competition. That's a little hack I just gave your listeners.
Yeah, definitely. I would not have thought to go into Amazon and read the reviews, and definitely look at the middle ones. I'd either looking at why it's really fantastic, and then the other extreme, why did they give it like zero, you know, one star ratings and stuff. That's really, really helpful to go into that type of research rather than just relying on what does Google produce for you when you put in like how many people, whatever. Really good tip. I really like that you said as well about every platform is different and creating a different piece of content, because I've done it. I've taken a video that I've made and I really loved it, and I've tried to share it across, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and on the dimensions on Twitter are different from the upright right from Instagram. It's not just one size fits all, and I learned that kind of like the hard way when I first started to do it. And I like that you said, even though it's a bit scary, be realistic in the behind the scenes and show what do you look like first thing in the morning, and how I start the day, like, you know, top tips or, you know, mindset stuff and that, and connecting my brand with a human. Because I remember like there was one time my cousin was like, oh, you always look so good. And I was like, those videos were all made in one day and I just scheduled them out. And she was like, wow. Like, I don't look like that every single day. No way. And then definitely like, I like that you said how to stop the scroll and having your picture or video, having the question that really gets people's heart and mind going like, okay, do you have problems with content? Do you have issues with this? Getting the question so people can really look and reflect and stuff. And I've been there as well. Like when you think of, like you said about no equipment, camera confidence, not knowing how to market, that's probably an era I definitely need to grow in and stuff. And I really love the tip that you said. That was a good golden nugget. You said, check for the reviews on the area that you're working on, Amazon and stuff, and not look at the reviews and see like where are the gaps and stuff, where are, you know, the competitors having the shortfalls and stuff, and use my videos or my products or my services to fill in those gaps and build my video marketing stuff through that. I've never thought of doing it that way. That was really, really good. I wrote that down, definitely. I really like that tip. Very, very helpful. And then I was thinking as well, like, have you got any other tips you can give for, you know, for the message we say about ourselves in online marketing and as well as face-to-face branding? You know, like when we do go back out in real life and our new normal, what are there different advice that you give for, you know, kind of your brand that you say about yourself online as you would give to if you're having like, I don't know, face-to-face speed networking event or, you know, a face-to-face conference negotiation with a new client or something?
Yeah, sure. My thing for face-to-face and networking is to network with your tribe and network with your tribe. So there's kind of like I'm giving you two more ninja tips right here. When you are networking with your tribe, that means people directly in your industry, almost like your competition that does exactly the same thing, but not really, because you guys are going to always differ in services, right? And there may be something that you specialize in that your competition doesn't. So I always play nice and make nice with my competition and make sure that, you know, we collaborate. And I've had so many people that I, you know, my colleagues, they send me their clients and vice versa. You know, they say, oh, I don't really deal with that, but Chase does. So let me go ahead and send you to her. And that's happened countless times. And we do that. You do that because it's like, it's one, it's enough money out there for everyone. There's no scarcity. There's no lack or anything like that. Right. And then the other thing is to network with people that are in the exact opposite of your industry, because you never know when there's an opportunity that someone is not thinking of, right? Someone may not even think how or where they may need your service. But when you start talking about what you can do and how you can help them and how you can produce results, people immediately start tying in the value. And they see that even if it's for a friend or a friend of a friend or a colleague, you're the one that comes top of mind. So staying relevant and staying top of mind, and you have to put yourself out there. I know it's scary because I'm like the biggest introvert in the world, but when it's business, it's strictly business, because I always think, what if I don't? Right? If I'm not going out, if I'm not networking, if I'm not visible online or offline and in person, my competition is coming to snatch these people up. Right? Yeah. So how bad do I want it? So that means I need to stay top of mind. I need to, you know, be forward thinking with my content, my strategies, my networking strategies, you know, what events are coming up that I can be in or partner in or sponsor, even if it's in a small way. How can I get that buzz for my name? So when you start thinking about your brand and how it can tie in with different events, even if it's so many virtual events right now, think about if you start doing a search for those, even on Eventbrite, how can your business tie in and be beneficial to these summits and, you know, these conferences? I'm more than sure that somehow, even if you're not a keynote speaker, you can be a breakout speaker or a panelist, but the more people that say your name, jump on podcasts, right? And collaborate. There's so many opportunities out there that you can start taking and to get ahead of the conversation and stay ahead of the conversation to get your brand out there.
Great. That's really, really such a good tip, because it can be a bit daunting, like, okay, I know I've got a network, how do I do it in this environment virtually, how do I do it face to face and stuff. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I love the two different perspectives you said, of network with your tribe or someone in your industry who does similar stuff to you but with a different twist, etc. So right. I definitely like know loads of voiceovers, but then as well my business is voiceover and doing speaking coaching as well, so I definitely get what you're saying, like network within my industry, and then that's the twist that I feel that I bring whenever I'm doing voiceover or speaking coaching to people and with a different specialism. And definitely collaborate with the competition, because they're only in a competition if you see them as that, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And exactly. And I'm so glad you say that, because it's so many great opportunities that always come from that if you just have an open mind. Yeah. Right. The moment you start spending like, oh my God, they're my competition. Like, no, they're really not. Like, they're your colleague. And think about collaborating with your colleague.
Yes, that's a good way of thinking of it. Because for me, my only competition is myself, because, you know, I could be like my own worst enemy, like, oh, I don't want to do this today, or I'm going to do this today. And this is no one else telling me this. This is just me and myself having the conversation. So for me, definitely, I feel that I'm my own competition. And I know there's 101 different people doing similar stuff to me, but I have to fight myself to get things going, you know?
Exactly.
That's the biggest and the only competition is me. I've just got to beat that inner lion. And I love that you said network with the exact opposite in my industry. And I thought that was really, really good, because I wouldn't have thought of that, like networking with someone, you know, outside or not even similar to mine, not someone, not even a sound engineer, it could be not even someone in theater or entertainment, it could be someone in a totally different thing. Because I remember I was listening to another podcast, they're talking about stuff like artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and I thought, why are they talking about that? But then I realized while I was listening to that, is that these different technologies, they're going to need like voices and stuff, because you can't just have these technologies, artificial intelligence, without a human voice or some human stuff. And I was like, I get it. I've got to widen my circle. And that was a great tip. You know, network within your tribe, in your industry, and network outside. That's huge. And staying relevant, top of mind. And it is really scary to put yourself out there, because you're like, what if I don't get any business? I've done this whole thing today and nothing comes of it. But even if nothing comes out of it, that day, that week, that month, something will come maybe later on. Like, you've just sown a seed into it, and definitely that tree will grow.
Exactly. And remain consistent. That is the thing. We get so discouraged sometimes if we don't see immediate action and we don't see the response right at that very moment when we do something. Yep. But we have to be consistent, right? It's like you said, you have to water that seed and take care of it. And then it will produce. It definitely will produce.
Definitely. And it's strange that sometimes, I was just thinking when you've just said that, you know, have patience, be consistent. It's like, you know, for example, if you're into like fitness or just you're all over health and your body, you don't just kind of go gym or start running or do walk and say, oh, I walked on Monday, I didn't lose any weight, I'll forget about it. It doesn't work. You keep going because you believe in it. You know that long term, this is a good one. It's like it's for the long game, isn't it? It's not like a short term hustle. Doing these kind of networking stuff and
exactly. And you know what, working business is just like working out. Mm-hmm. And I tell my clients all the time, if you want to stop having day ones, keep going.
Yes.
You have to keep going. That way you won't start over. So it hurts. It hurts when you have to start over. Think about how many times when you're working out and you're stopping and starting and you're in so much pain. You're like, oh my God. But if you don't want that, then stop having day ones.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's so hard to start up again. You know, it's better to just kind of just slow the treadmill down, but just don't get off it. You know, just
exactly
put it on walk mode or something. Definitely, definitely. But yeah, and like, so we're kind of midway through the year in Chase. And so what exciting things are going to be happening in your business in the next like month, 6 months, the next year, like that our listeners might be interested in staying in touch with you to find out more?
Sure. So in the next month, I am launching a summer school and it's for a week and it's going to be covering the things like camera confidence, what equipment to, you know, to buy and to purchase when going online, how to strategically get your content together and how to market your content. So it's a, you know, 4-day, very intensive summer school that is going to be heavily focused on multimedia video marketing and to make sure that you are ready and you stay ready with the right tools to produce great video content. And I also just launched the Winning News. And the Winning News, we launched it 3 weeks ago. I'm super excited about it. It's a newscast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have different segments like travel and food. And we're always looking for guests and contributors to be a part of that. So if you guys are interested and anyone listening, please text TWN to 33777. That way we can check out your content. We can send you more information and you can be a part of the conversation. It's the only newscast that is co-branded and to help other entrepreneurs get seen and get more brand visibility.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Definitely, I love that. So summer school is about to start. And that sounds really key, like, you know, camera confidence, what content should you be making for like your brand and how to market it and stuff. And I like that you said staying ready with the right tools. If you stay ready, you don't have to like get ready,
right?
You know, what am I going to do? What should I create? You should just always be like pacing it out and stuff. And I love it, the Winning News and stuff. It's for entrepreneurs, created by entrepreneurs. And it's great that there's this platform that where you can be seen by your peers and recognized and also like promoted by your peers as well. That sounds really, really interesting, the Winning News. I love that.
Definitely. It is. It's super fun.
Sounds exciting. And then have you got any kind of final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners before you go about what you've shared with us today? Any other golden nuggets that might have come to mind?
Sure. The thing that comes to mind is to be intentional right now, because we are in a very unusual time. No one has ever gone through this, right? In our economy and trying to stay consistent in the business. So have that relentless focus, right? Mm-hmm. And just be intentional in what you do right now. Do not get discouraged or distracted by what's going on and what's happening. Stay the course, because this too will pass, right? Yeah. So just make sure that you are extremely laser focused and do everything with intent. Be very intentional.
Wow, that's really, really helpful. I love it. It sounds so straightforward when you say it. It's like, oh, I'm just going to do it, you know? Just be intentional, relentless, laser focus. And it is, like you said, it just to be, you know, don't be discouraged. Don't be like downhearted about current situations and things, but just stay the course, because business, entrepreneur, it's not like an overnight success, as people like to say and claim. There's no kind of short wins, right? Everyone would do it, isn't it? You just get up Friday and say, tomorrow I'm going to be an entrepreneur, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's really, really helpful. Stay the course. It's like a marathon. It's not a sprint. Definitely.
Exactly.
Really, really good. And I mean, who just wants a sprint? It's over in like 9 seconds and something. You want to enjoy the show and stuff. Definitely. That's been so, so helpful, Chase. I really, really love speaking to you. I've learned so much and I'm sure my listeners have too. And before we go, can you just tell us your social media links so that if anyone wants to follow you while listening to this podcast?
Sure. We are the Winning Brand across the board. We have the Winning Brand podcast, the Winning News, and the Winning Brand. So if you literally type in thewinningbrand.com, it'll lead you to everything else, the Winning News and the Winning Brand podcast as well. So make sure you get connected with me and stay connected.
Great. Excellent. Chase, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. I've learned so much. I've laughed a lot. It's just been such a great time. It's just been like a chat with like one of my friends, definitely. And just thank you so much for giving up your time, sharing your gems of knowledge. And we only just kind of hit the little bit there and just the kind of little short time that we had together. It's been an absolute learning curve. And thank you so much for coming on. And it's a big heartfelt thanks from me. Thank you so much, Chase, for coming along today and sharing your knowledge and skills and gems.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Chase. All right. Well, thanks so much for checking out the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. Of course, this month, I really love to help people. I've got a new course coming out, How to Be an Effective Speaker by Being a Great Storyteller. Got a free sample that I would love to give you. And I really would love to hear your thoughts and comments, how to improve it, what help you got from it, how it's helped you to improve the way you speak. I mean, who doesn't want to be a great speaker? And the way to be a great speaker, one of the techniques is to be a great storyteller. So click the link in the show notes, or if you are on one of the social media stuff, click the link that you saw and grab yourself a free copy. Cannot wait to work with you to improve the way you speak. Oh, and before I forget, please hit the link, click subscribe. It's going to really help me to help you to speak more effectively.